Yeah. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my fate. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Keep them basic big away from me. I got greatness in my DNA. People looking what they see today. Kingdom business on a mission. I know God gon' show me the way. And I'm gonna do great beats. Get bread, great eats. Abstract on the track, boy. And you know he make great beats. Nothing less than the greatness. Boss moves with the patience. They don't want me to be great, bruh. I can see it in their faces. God got me at the top spot. And they wanna switch faces. Looking at me like they Eddie Murphy. And I know they wanna trade places. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my fate. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Everything I do, greatness. I just can't be on the wait list. If God be for me, how in the world can they hate this? And I'm unashamed of the gospel, so my statement's blatant. Satan, gonna fill your head, gonna hit you with the greatness. They don't want me to be great, great. Lots of tears with the stake. They don't want me to escape, escape. But I already got a break, break. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, grace. Putting food on the plate, plate. You already made me great, great. I'm just putting on the cake, cake. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my faith. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Keep them basic people away from me. Every time you see me move. Every time you see me move. Every time you see me move. Every time you see me move, move, move. Every time you see me move. Every time you see me move, move, move. Every time you see me move.
Why does everything look crooked? Great morning, great morning. We are live on The Grind. I want to say great morning to every one of you that's dialing in to The Grind this morning. Happy Tuesday. It is, yes, another day as we are definitely in the holiday season. I want to say great morning to every single one of you. We truly appreciate you for jumping on The Grind this morning. Just taking a moment to definitely get us live on all of our social media channels. But again, as you rise up, as you make this one of the best days that you could ever have in your 2019, because you know what? It's almost time, as we're closing out a new year, for you to make a decision that, you know, you're going to do what's necessary in order to go out and to be great. So we're going to get this started in just a moment, guys. It's time.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, When you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game, this is just a waste of time, your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that's beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you've got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and a thousand different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Yes! Great morning, great morning, great morning, everybody. It is time to rise and shine. I hope you took the time to really listen to that audio, because I can tell you, as I sat here and I listened, it truly, for real, is time to grind. As we are closing out another year, you got to know and understand that grinding is not an option. You see, we have the opportunity to get up every single day and to make a decision. That's all you got to do. Decide, cut off some things in order to get yourself to the next level and watch things begin to explode in your life. So, hey to my incredible BFF.
Hey, hey, right? What's up? Yeah, look, let's get these sides straight. We ain't got much room today. We do look backwards.
Anyway,
man, what's up? Let's grind this morning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, we're actually on different sides. I feel like a midget. Right. When I came out here and I saw everything set up.
I was wondering why half my head is cut off.
I didn't touch it. Okay, but I'm like, okay, he forgets that he's 6'2" and I'm 5'7", and I feel like I'm like this, and I'm standing on my tippy toes today. But it's all good. You know, I didn't touch it because I didn't want everything to fall apart, and now the grind doesn't take off like it should this morning. So I said, let me leave things alone. And, you know, it was a little lopsided, but I ate this morning, improvised, adapted, and overcame so that we could make sure that we were really set up and straight.
Up and down, right?
I don't know anything. I didn't want to touch anything. Sometimes it's best to leave things alone than to touch things and to mess it up. So today I said, let me just leave things alone and wait for the expert to come out, and I'll follow your direction.
We're still waiting on that dude to come. When he comes, we'll let everybody know. Man, what's up? My glasses are dirty. Whatever. Man, what's up? Let's grind this morning. Let's jump right off, because we don't have much time. We want to hit it and quit it, man. We want to give you guys something profound. We want to give you guys something hard-hitting. And you know what we say on this show? Man, we live by the very rules that we talk about on this show. And Pam,
what you got?
Has used. Anyway.
I've used what?
She used my thing that I use for cleaning my.
Yeah, I'm but sorry.
That's
I had
right.
to.
That's
going
all
with.
Right, baby. That's all right. That's all
Can
right.
Can you use
that's
your
right.
shirt?
No, my shirt don't work.
Here,
that's all right.
My hoodie.
Thank God this is the realest show ever, man. But good
okay,
Lord.
Okay, so I AO'd with his eyeglass cleaning cloth. Okay, that was how I even things out. Okay.
Anyway,
hey,
man, you are hilarious.
Fine.
You're hilarious. You know
but
what?
Great morning,
you know,
but you know what? We haven't said great morning to everybody on Facebook.
Great morning.
You know, I
roll
know
call,
that the people that dialed in, again, thank you to all that dial into the blog talk radio platform because you helped to boost our ratings. And so we truly appreciate you. But great morning to everyone who is on Facebook. Roll call. Just definitely take the time to share this out. Take the time to, you know, say hello. Because we truly just get on here every day, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon, to kind of just give from the heart, nothing scripted, unscripted conversation, something that I could say has definitely stretched me because I'm one of those people that likes to know exactly what I'm talking about and to kind of flow from there. But I thank God for my BFF because he stretches me. And that's what it's all about. It's all about stretching in order to grow because if you don't stretch yourself in life, you find yourself in a comfort zone, never becoming all that God has created you to be. And so definitely, huge shout out to everybody on here. Because we have limited space, I need to get live on Instagram. I don't know where we're going to put it.
I got something.
Oh, that's right. I know there's another gadget in the house. All right. Nate keeps gadgets in the house, and that's one of the things that I could say I joke with him about. But, you know, I'm thankful because there's always something around here that could be used for any occasion. Oh, I actually bought that. I bought that gadget. This is my little like light and type phone type holding situation that I have. But anyway, great morning, blessed morning to everybody out there. And, you know, one of the things that I could truly say before we get into today is that where we are right now is very important. Know that every day the position that you're sitting in is a position that God has met. Yeah. Maybe you could put it right here. With a clip on it, is a position that you're supposed to be in. But what are you doing? Because you got to make sure that you move into position, make sure that you're positioned for success in order to make sure that you're closing out 2019 and ready to go into the new year with an explosion, ready to go in saying, you know what, and knowing exactly what you're supposed to do. And so whereas this is really the season of the year, the time of the year in which a lot of people lose sight of their goals, they fall into holiday mode, they begin to allow distractions to come into the way, know that the person that stays focused, the person that still continues to work on their dream, the person that makes a decision to make sure that that vision is very clear as you run into the new year, that is going to be the one that's ahead of the game. So I ask you, are you ahead of the game or are you finding yourself falling into that same holiday mode that average people do? Because remember, in order to create extraordinary results, you cannot be an average person. You got to make a decision to know and to understand that you got to step out and be extraordinary in order to create the extraordinary. So we got things going.
All right. So that's your stand. Don't jiggle on it too much. It may break. But yeah, so let's get it popping, man. So Pam just gave you guys the just before New Year's spiel. I believe that everybody, and I don't think I like this shirt, but I believe that everybody in the free world knows. All right, I'm going to hold this and you adjust that because you keep, there you go. There you go.
And we'll get it together. Yeah. Go ahead. You keep talking. I got
think
this.
That everybody in the free world knows that this is the end of a year. And 2020 is a brand new year, and everybody knows what's getting ready to happen because everybody knows what they did in 2019, bottom line. So we won't keep talking about, you know, what this year is ending up and, you know, woe is me. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Let's fast forward and let's get into 2020 because the only way you can really catch up
to be already living in it
is to already be living in it. I want you to be mindful because
of your coffee.
Yeah, see, so we need
that
to make a
tragic
partition that people can't see. Well, you got to stay on your side because you on my side. Oh,
because
you know what I'm
saying? Because I'm trying to make sure you need to move
well,
over.
This is
the
one I want. See, now they're gonna see us fight on social media today, and I don't want y'all to see that. I really
you know
don't.
We don't fight anymore.
Yeah, we don't. We
you know
just
we
have
you know we used to
arguments.
Have them days back in the day.
But y'all,
absolutely.
Y'all see
but,
how I keep changing?
You know, at 30 years. come on, it's time out for that. I mean, time out for the nonsense.
If y'all agree that Pam is a camera hog, y'all say
I'm not being
hard.
A camera hog.
Because look, y'all see how I keep turning this thing right.
Wait a
here?
Minute, what happens when you go in that direction? Because
when
you know,
I go,
everything's backwards.
When I go, here's the thing. Move. I've turned it like 7 times already because I can't get you to.
But I'm trying. We have Instagram.
Well,
jumping on.
Okay.
And
well,
so I'm trying to.
I need for you to handle
that. Oh, I see what you're saying. I need
to
come this way.
I need for you to stay
on your.
So something
needs to happen with this.
Stay on your ex. See, there's an ex right there. Stay on your ex, and I'm gonna stay on my.
So
ex.
Then I'm gonna. Okay. So now you move in.
And if we do that,
you move
we
in.
Good. All right.
You move. So you know, Instagram needs to change their format so we can go widthwise.
I don't think. See, Pam doesn't see quite as good as me, so she has to get really close, and the closer she gets, she gravitates over.
No, I can't see at all.
It's to the middle. Of the screen. But
okay, so
anyway,
now that's better. Now we got a piece of you and a piece of me on
that's
IG.
All we need is a piece of each.
Right,
that's
there
it.
We go.
That's
to complete and make us whole, right?
So, yeah. So, I bought this hoodie, this sweater hoodie, and I don't like it. So I'm gonna have to pull it up and wear it like.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Ooh.
I don't like that. Take that off. Okay. Anyway. All right, so wonderful. We had our fun this morning. You got to change your shirt.
Go ahead. It's going to take me a second.
All right, guys. Well, it's the realest show ever. Nate does not like his shirt. But anyway, let me just go ahead and move on into just kind of talking about some things that has definitely been on my heart. And just as I was talking about position, you know, I'm just going to stay right there. Many times we don't understand the things that that actually happen in our lives, right? And God will allow us to go through certain situations, certain things as we move forward each day, as we make a decision that, you know what, we're not going to stay in the same position. And so we have to understand that everything, as we talk about the steps, everything is a stepping stone for us to allow ourselves to learn, for us to allow ourselves to grow, for us to allow ourselves to get to the next level. And so many times you have to understand, too, that in order to be in position, sometimes you have to cut things off. Sometimes God will move things out of the way. And,
like I just did.
Right. And move things out of the way. And now it allows you to move yourself into the position, but you got to stretch yourself in order to become the person that you need to be in order to move yourself forward. So I know that that's not what's on your heart.
No. It's
today,
all good because that's on your heart. And and that's what matters. As well, and this is, and you guys know this is the realest show ever. This is not the Mamby Pamby show. You'll get a little bit of motivation, you'll get some inspiration, but all in all, you're gonna get a good last, a clean, swift, hard kick in the butt because you know that's what we're called to do, man. Say the things that you may not think you're ready to hear yet, but you hear them and they move you along the way. But let's stop pretending that we did what we were supposed to do. Or if you're that person that knows you didn't do what you were supposed to do in this year, and this year, just pretend that this year is gone. All right. In your heart of hearts, just say this year is done. All right. So now I got to move into 2020. The only way that you can recover in 2020 from the lack of what you did in 2019, guys, then you're going to have to move into 2020 and start working your 2020 plan now. So that means we're talking about compressing time. We're talking about moving things up. We're talking about actually getting into your plan. Don't wait until the new year. Okay. You got another 15 days, maybe 16 days or so to really jump into your plan. Move everything up by half a month. Okay, start now. Okay, and if I had to entitle the show, it would be Start Now, because right now is your 2020. And if you really take that principle, because the principle that we actually live and function on is we build business in a 90 day increments, right? So if we build business in 90 day increments, you're behind by 90 days already. So you got to catch up. But how do you catch up? How do you actually, you know, say, you know what, I can start 2020 and I can feel as if my 2019 wasn't a total waste. I've heard so many people say that, well, I'm just going to do this until the top of the year and then I'll start over. But you said the same thing last year and the year before that and the year before that. And here's what I know. One of the hardest things to do in life is change. We can talk about it like it's easy, right? Because we can say the only way to change things, you guys have heard Pam say that, the only way to change things is to change things. And it's easy to say, it sounds sexy, right? But it's a little bit harder to do. And if anybody tells you that change is easy, then they're not changing themselves. Because in order to change, change is not you changing somebody else. Change is you starting right now changing you. And it means that if you've been doing something for a long time, then you got to do something drastic right now, guys, to switch, to flip it, and to actually get momentum. It's like trying to move a freight train, right, with just a couple people pushing it. No, you need massive action, massive force in your life, but you first got to focus on your life, right? So if you're focusing on your life, then you've got maximum effort right there, okay? So here's what you have to do. You have to figure out, okay, you're the first person. Who else in your life right now can help you achieve your goals, can help you get started? If it's one person, two people, three people, I don't care how many it is, my suspicion is that it's not going to be that many, right? Write their names down, okay? This is what we call your prelim mastermind circle, okay? This is your prelim. Write those people down, all right? That could be no people, all right? If there's no people, then no problem. But if you have one or two people that you know right now that can help me get started, not in the new year, but today, all right? If you have the people, write their names down. And the second thing that you need to do is you need to actually reach out to those people and you need to tell them that, you know, hey, such and such, you are a part of my getting started now plan and I need your help. And here's how I feel you can help me, right? So you have to know the person, all right? And you have to know how that person can help you get started, all right? And when you lay it out to them, now you've got your prelim mastermind, right? And I call it a prelim mastermind, guys, because that person just may be there to help you for the moment. That may not be the person that pushes your vision, right, where you want to get it going, but it's the person that's going to help you get started, right? So now you're asking for buy-in. Now, for those of you that have people, that's your plan. Get started now. For those of you that don't, then you're the epitome of what we talk about on this show, circle and center, which is you, right? You are the person that you have to answer to. So we always say, start with what you have, because what you have is enough, right? So
true.
If it's just you sit down in your own mastermind session and you figure out, okay, how can I start right now? Here's the reality, Pam. Here's what happens. You lay out your vision, you lay out your plan. And when you lay out that plan, there's going to be some simplex pieces to that plan. And there's going to be some complex pieces to that plan. You're going to bite off the simplex pieces first, right? And all of the simplex pieces, you control. You control. You're the person that starts that. So what's that mean? You start with what you can control. That's getting started right now, right? Because you control it.
That's true.
And that's the best. And I think that's the way people should start anyway. Start with what you control. And Pam, if you remember, we talked about this on our Master Your Mindset series, right? We talked about controlling your controls, starting where you are and start with what you have. And I think seeing as that we're coming in 2020, it will be a really, really good opportunity for us to kind of revamp that series a little bit, touch on it.
That sounds good.
Because getting started now to get your 2020 going, guys, is definitely the route to go.
No, that's good stuff. And you know, even in what you're saying as far as controlling the controls, I don't know why, but for some reason, position is on my mind today. Mm-hmm. And in order to really be able to control the controls, you have to do a couple things to make sure that things within your life are lining up so that you can be in control of the situation, knowing that, just like we say all the time, life is 10%. What happens to you is 90% of how you react to any situation, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think when it comes time to controlling the controls, when you're able to control the controls, you're able to then chime into the things that are going on, the things that you want to create success in, and to be able to position yourself and to move yourself from one position to the next position. Because it's very important. I think sometimes in life, we don't understand or we don't pay attention to the position that we're in, which is very pivotal for us getting ourselves from one position to the next position, moving forward in life. And so we got to be able to do certain things, like, you know, what's very important when you think about that word position and how do you change? How do I get from where I am today to where I want to be tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times that's where things don't happen, right? That's
right.
Where things where people give up. You know, it's going from here to there. Saying that I'm at this point of the bridge, how do I cross this bridge and get over here? It's because we have to understand certain things have to be intact. And it all starts, number one, to make sure that your position is changing. And we say it all the time, it starts here in your mind, okay? Mm-hmm. Your mind has to shift, okay? Your mind cannot stay the same. If you want to get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow, if first and foremost, there's a couple things, a couple key nuggets that we got to focus on, and knowing that we got to change, we have to grow, we have to stretch, we have to become. And it starts right here with the mind. But many times we forget about that piece. Mm-hmm. We allow every single thing that's going on in life. We allow distractions. We allow challenges. We allow people. We allow situations to not allow us to work on the very thing that's going to change our position.
Right.
Which is
right.
Our mind. Because when we get it up here, everything else is now going to react and begin to fall into place. So why is it that we give so little attention to renewing our minds every single day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we all know it starts in that 6-inch space. And I believe Pam would be a good time, because positioning is a great word. I like that. I like the fact that you have to identify your position, know where you are. And one of the things I want to revamp, I actually want to go back into, is I don't know if it was a show before or after, I think it was right after, we talked about, you know, five different elements, which was identifying your position and knowing where you are and how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always wanted the show to be a working show. We've always wanted this show. Like I said, there's some motivation, there's some inspiration. But more importantly, guys, there's principles that are given to move forward. I think there are too many shows out there that actually just motivate you. And when you finish, we know that motivation lasts for a moment.
Only a moment.
Right? Right? And you inspire yourself to move to the next level.
Right.
But action, when you act on it, it actually keeps you moving forward.
That's true.
Right? And you only need that little motivation here and there. So, you know, this show caters to giving you really the nuts and bolts to actually moving forward.
Right.
And the five components that you have to ask yourself to find out your positioning is the who, the why, the what, right? The who, the why. So the what, the why, the who, the when, and the how.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually a show. I had to write those down to make sure that I was getting right, because we did a whole show on that. The what, the why, the who, the when, and the how. Guys, write that down, because if you can answer these questions, if you can answer these five questions, then the boulder starts to move.
Mm-hmm.
The train starts to move.
Right.
But I think sometimes we get in front of we put the cart before the horse, and we can't go anywhere because we don't ask ourselves these questions.
Right.
Right? The what. What is it that you want to do? What is the thing, Pam, that you wake up with every day?
Makes you jump out of bed.
Yeah, and you go to sleep every day. I'm not talking
right.
about the coffee. You know, I think about my coffee in the morning when I get up. But, you know, it's because I need it, right? I'm not talking about, you know, the fact that you're going to Disney World in the morning. You know, I ain't talking about the fact that you just got a new car that you get to drive. I'm talking about the passion that drives you to be able to do all of those things.
Right.
Right? That's going to create some money, because in this day and age, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. And we know, guys, that dollars are on a lot of different levels. There are tangible dollars, there are physical dollars, and there's mental dollars. That's all wealth, right? So when we look at the what, you have to define and identify that thing. This is all a part of the positioning that Pam just talked about.
Right.
Positioning yourself and finding out where you are. So when you know what it is, you got to identify that thing first. I'm not telling you got to have all the answers. All right. Pam's not going to stand here and tell you guys that you got to know everything that you got to know before you can move forward.
No, because we don't know everything we need to know in order to move forward.
It's a daily grind.
But
that's why
you gain the knowledge by act eye on it. Action.
Action.
You got to take. You got to be willing to take some risks. You got to be willing to get loud. You got to be willing to have people think that you're crazy, for real. You got to be really willing to explode your life and not worry about what's going to happen. You know, and so when you are able to do that and you just move forward and you create that movement, that explosion in your life, then that's when things are going to happen. It's time out for playing small. You can't play small. If you want to change your position, you cannot play small to change your position. You got to get radical in 2020. You want to win in 2020? It's time out for half-stepping. It's time out for putting one little pinky toe into whatever it is that you want to see some growth. It's time out to saying, I'm going to do. Instead, it's time to say, it's done. That's what 2020 is all about. That's how that vision is going to become your reality. So you're right. What is it? What do you want to accomplish? Sorry, IG.
All right, so we
what
got four
do you, what
more
do you
to
want
to
accomplish?
To.
And then you get into that why. Oh, my goodness. The why. The why is everything. Okay, because that why, just like Nate said, that why is going to be the very thing. When you keep it in front of you, that's going to be your driving force. That why is so big to where it doesn't matter the challenges that's going to come your way, because you know that those challenges are going to come, but those challenges are necessary. Y'all hear this? It's necessary for you to get from one position to the next position. It's necessary. It's a part of your process. So therefore, we have to learn how to embrace it. Is it going to be easy? No. There's going to be times in which, absolutely, you're going to feel like, is this worth it? But when that why is big enough, then you get up every day and you don't focus on the challenges. You focus on that very thing, the reason why you're doing this. That why has to be the thing. That I talk about wings a lot, right? I talk about wings because I was once very shy. I once allowed fear to stop me. And therefore, I have to work on me every single day, because fear can be something that can try to creep in. When you're going from position to position, don't think it's going to be easy. Don't think that there's not going to be some type of fear that tries to creep in. But when you get yourself to the point of going from believing to knowing, and you work on you every single day, and I talk about the wings because I was once that caterpillar. And I didn't know that I had wings. But once I began to understand what I had on the inside of me and my why was put in front of me. I wrote it down. I knew exactly why I was created and why I'm here on this earth. Then guess what happened? That caterpillar began to turn into a butterfly. That caterpillar, as it turned into the beautiful butterfly, began to fly. And so that's why we got to know what our why is. It's our driving force. And now you don't quit on yourself. You don't quit on your family. You don't quit on your goals. You don't quit. Instead, you step into it and you change your position.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So your why is important, as you can see, and you have to have some passion in your why, you know? And so when you're pulling this together, now you know what you want to do. You've written out your plan. I'm talking about putting it on paper, guys.
Right.
Okay, you put it on paper, put it in your iPad, your computer, however you want to do it, as long as there's some sort of a connection between your hand and your brain. All right, your hand has to do something, right? That's why the Bible says when you place your hand to the plow, you know, don't remove it until you've accomplished what it is that you seek out to accomplish.
Right.
So your hand is connected to your brain. Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, type it. I don't care. Write it. You know, I don't care how you do it. Right. So once you know what you have to figure out how you retain. All right, we did a show on that a while back. You know, how do you learn? You know, do you learn? Are you audible? Are you the person that has to actually go through it? You know, or are you the type of person that has to, you know, you have to write it down and read it? You know, however you learn, figure that piece out about yourself, right?
Right.
So that's the important part. But you've got the what? You know what it is. You know, now you know why you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as Pam said, that why will keep you in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If that why is not strong enough, then you'll quit on it every
mm-hmm.
day. Right?
Every day.
Because the first thing that happens when you wake up in the morning is you're going to get attacked. And the devil's going to tell you that you're insignificant. And when you go out further, people are going to try and tell you the same thing. You know, more devils are going to try and tell you that you're insignificant, and they're going to cast their insecurities and their inefficiencies on you because that's the level of their belief. So you have to hold what you have. That's why I said
identify.
Right? Two people or three people or one person that can be your prelim mastermind circle, right? This is prelim. And this is somebody that you feel you can tell something,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to shoot you down
mm-hmm.
based on their accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got the who. You got the what. I mean, you got
the
what.
Who.
You got the why.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've identified the who.
Mm-hmm.
And the who, the numero uno, who is you,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to be fully ingrained in it. And you can't be the person. You can't go up to a person that you want to be a part of your mastermind alliance and say, you know what, tell me what you think about this. Tell me if you like this or not. No.
Right.
You have to be fully convinced already.
Right.
Before.
Confident.
If you're not fully convinced, you can't. If you're not sold
cocky,
out for your own vision.
Confident.
Right. If you're not sold out for your own vision, then you cannot present that vision to anyone else.
Right.
You have to be sold out for it. So now that you're sold out for it, you know the who. You got one. Maybe it's just you. Maybe it's
mm-hmm.
Y-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe it's one or two people, whoever those people are. Now you've got your prelim mastermind alliance, and now they can help you move from A to B to C, maybe, and maybe even D.
Right.
It just depends on what it is.
Right. And mm-hmm. I want to add something, too, because you said maybe that might just be you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Some people out there may be saying, well, you know what? I don't even know anybody out there that believes that even believes in me, believes in my dreams. They think I'm crazy because I dream so big. Know this. Once you step out there, once you become who you need to become and you get radical with this thing, trust, know, and believe that God is going to give you the right people. He's going to connect you to the right people that are supposed to be a part of your mastermind alliance. But if you don't become radical, if you don't begin to move on purpose in your purpose, you'll never begin to attract the things, the people that you're looking for in life. So it means that you got to take some action in order for that circle to grow. So it's okay if it's just you. It's okay if you're solo right now, but become who you need to become and watch you begin to attract the things, because now you begin to use your words, right? You begin to believe, you begin to think different, you begin to work on this mind, and now you're going to attract those people that you need to be connected to in order. He's going to give you that favor, okay? So that now you have the right people a part of that mastermind alliance. So don't stop. If you don't have nobody, but don't hold on. Don't try to drag people into your vision. Okay. He's going to give you the right ones. Let them go.
Yeah, but you start out being the right one.
Right. You got to be the right one.
So you have to, Pam is right. You have to identify, because guys, really, people will crap on your dreams. They really will. And I'll say this to their defense. In a lot of cases, they don't do it knowingly, right? They don't knowingly crap on
right.
their dreams. They,
right.
they only do it based on the fact that they've never dreamed that big, or they've never tried to do that themselves, or
right.
they may not be at a level to where you really should be asking them how or to be a part of your vision right now. So that's why we say choose carefully, you know. And I put out a post the other day, and you know, the post said, you know, choose carefully, choose your circle carefully. Not everyone can go where you're going.
That's true.
And you really, really have to know, guys, you have to have somebody in your life that's willing to tell you the truth. But it has to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be somebody that is at a level that you either you aspire to, you know, or somebody that you respect, somebody that's been there, that knows it and has a level head. And more importantly, they're not willing to constructively tell you what you need to hear.
Mm.
Right. They have to be willing to tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes that's going to hurt your feelings.
Right.
And you have to understand that that's all a part of this. It's all a part of growth.
Right.
Right.
I'd rather hurt your
feelings than harm your future.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people don't get that. It's like, and I'm not, you know, saying that adults are kids, but sometimes adults can act like kids. It's like kids. You know, kids don't understand that you tell them something is hot sometime until they touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, dang on, you told me that was
hot. Right, right.
Not to touch that.
Right.
And then they listen. Some kids learn just by you telling them.
You learn from that experience.
And
mm-hmm.
you said, they just don't want me to do this and do that. So they're telling me not to do it. And then you learn it the hard way. Some people learn by practical application.
Mm-hmm.
We call that being hard-headed. You know, we tell our kids that all the time. You're just hard-headed. You got to learn the hard way.
Right.
But some adults are like that. But find that person, man, that really is not afraid to tell you the truth. And on all three levels, mental, physical, and financial.
Right. That's
okay.
Good.
Find that person. So let's jump right into the win.
The win.
You know,
oh, that's so important.
It's always the important part. You've got the other four components in place. And
that's
now that
right.
you got those four components in place, guys, now you got to say, when do I do this?
When do you do it? When is it going to be accomplished? Mm-hmm. You have to know when. I can tell you when. Now, N-O-W, there's no other way. Okay. Now is when you do it. Mm-hmm. Now is when you take action. But knowing when is this going to be accomplished? What is your goal? What is the deadline? Many times we have these wishes and these dreams, but we don't put a date on it. Mm-hmm. And you got to know that if you don't put a date on it, if you don't know exactly when you want to accomplish something, like you just say, oh, 2020 is going to be my best year. But if you don't have no time stamps on it to where now you get up every day and that what, that why, that who, and everything is lining up to that date that you said that you're going to accomplish it, then guess what? All right. That's a wish that probably won't happen. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why, just like Nate said, you got to take the time to write it down, because now you have all these wishes out there. You have all these dreams out there. And at the end of the day, they're not going to manifest unless you put a date on it. Don't be afraid to put it out there. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I'm going to accomplish this and let the world know about it. Because when you let the world now know about it, now you have some type of accountability, okay, outside of yourself. So as you're creating that mastermind alliance, that circle, that who and everything, and now you put this when, the date on it, now what's going to happen is your actions, the universe will start to collaborate in order to bring things into position, right? We're talking about going from position to position, changing your position. So now when you put that date on it and you know exactly when it's going to be accomplished, now you'll start to say, yes, it's working out. Yes, I've been able to accomplish this. But you got to know, too, that at the end of the day, as you're going towards that date, you got to be prepared that there's going to be some challenges. You see, there's going to be some things that come in and try to get into the way. That's the reason why when you're strong with the what, you're strong with the why, you're strong with you're attracting who, but you start with you, right? And now you got that win date on it. Watch what begins to happen. And many times that's a piece that we forget. Okay, we have these goals in our business. We have these goals to write certain things, to do certain things, to write a book, to become a profound public speaker, to, you know, start a business, to open a daycare, to whatever it is, to go on a vacation, to buy a home, whatever. And all we have are wishes because we didn't say, you know what, I'm so happy and grateful now that by June 6th of 2020, I've been able to do this. I've been able to do that. And it's written and there's a date on it. It's time stamped. So you know exactly when you're going to accomplish that. So as you go into 2020, you want to go from position to position. You want to move from position to position. Put some dates on some stuff. Put a schedule, some things. Know exactly what are the steps that you need to take to be able to accomplish success in whatever it is that you're doing and whatever it is that you put your hands to and you touch. What are the steps? Because whatever steps that need to be taken, put some dates on it. Stop playing with the year, because that's what happens. We play with the days. We play with the time that we've been granted, time we can't get back. So stop playing with the days. Stop playing with the time. Put some dates on it and watch things begin to move.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. And those components, you know, are all a part of you acting on things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's you doing it now. And if you've put those four things into place in your life now, guys, you're well on the way to actually starting what you're doing. Because now we're all of these guys, those four phases are the W's.
Mm-hmm.
Of you acting on what it is that you want, because now you know the what, you know the why, you know the who, and you know the when. So now you're all suited up, you know, you got your parachute on, now you're ready to jump, right? You're ready to jump. So now you got to figure out how, you know. And I love the analogy that that Steve Harvey uses when he says, you know, you got to just jump, man. You got to jump. And I love it because he's not telling you that you're going to jump and you're going to soar. You know, you're going to, when you jump, everything's going to be kudos and, you know, kuta matata, rose colored glasses. No, you're going to jump, and in the beginning, that parachute's not going to open. And if that parachute doesn't open, these are the moments where you're going to get skin up on the rocks, of course. You're going to hit the rocks. You're going to see other people sailing by you the other way because their parachute's open. And now you get, now you're feeling a little envious. You're like, God dang, their parachute open. Look at them. You see the glory, but you don't see the fact that they done got beat up on these rocks too. And these rocks that we're talking about, guys, are is all the strife that you go through in life. Start thinking about now. This is going to be, this is going to be a hallelujah moment for you guys. Think about it right now. Everything that you're going through, everything that you think right now, you woke up, you said, I can't do this again. Everything that you're going through, no matter what it is, it's preparing you for the next level. And we talked about that last week. You know, everything that you go through is preparation. When you say that I can't do this, you're basically refusing to move forward. Wow. You're saying, God, I don't want anything else that you have for me when you say I can't.
Right.
Right. So now those, all of those tears and rips and cuts that you're getting, man, those are scars, because we know that scars, you know, broken bones and torn muscles and ligaments, they all heal back faster and harder and stronger.
Uh-huh.
Right. So so God's preparing you for the next level. So now when you got all of that out of the way, now you can focus on the how. Right. So you've got your parachute on. Now the instructor has told you when you get to a certain elevation, this is when you pull the parachute, not before then. Right. Because if you pull your parachute prematurely, God knows where you're going to go, where you're going to end up. You know, you could float them to the next county somewhere, and you're not ready for that yet. So allow yourself to go where you want to go. He knows. He's told you where you're going. Don't pull it at this level. And when you pull it, brace yourself. And when you get ready, when you're soaring, you know, make sure you, this is how you steer, you know, where you're going. So now you've seen those same rocks that have torn you up. Now you know how to steer past them. And guys, all of these, the analogy is inanimate objects. But in reality, the inanimate objects aren't as inanimate as they sound in the analogy.
Mm-hmm.
These are people, places, and things that are hindering you from moving to the next level, but you just passed them on the way down.
Right.
So now you know how to circumvent them on the way back up.
Right. Right.
And that's the name of the game. So now you guys can actually get into the how part of it. And the how part is the is really and truly, man, it's, everybody say it's the getting started piece that's the hardest part, and it's not. It's not the hardest part. Getting started is the easiest part.
Mm-hmm.
I can get online with Usain Bolt, the fastest man. I think he's still the fastest man on the planet. I can get on the starting line with him, and I'm like, I'm getting ready to beat your butt, you know, Usain. I'm getting ready to outrun you. And the gun goes off, and we run. I just got started, right? So that's not the hardest part.
Right.
The hardest part is the middle, right? The hardest part is the middle. And I could say that the most mentally fatiguing part is possibly the preliminary before you start putting these four W's together, identifying and positioning yourself where you need to be to start. And that's, those are the keys to actually getting started, but not just getting started now. And we talked about the middle,
right,
Pam, master your mindset, and the middle is actually the bridge.
Right.
And before we lock this show up, we want to talk about the bridge, because, you know, we just gave you guys the prelims on how to have your, how to get started now. You're already in 2020. Put 2019 out of your face. All right. Out of your mind. You're going through this, these little formalities in Christmas, right? You're going to go through, you're going to jingle bells. You're going to be with the family. And it's just something that you do. And you're going through it, and you're there in body, but you're not there in spirit. You're not there in mentally, right? You're like, I'm somewhere else. I'm in 2020 already. And these are, you want to be a beast. This is what beasts do,
right?
You're going through the motions. Nobody's going to be slighted Christmas time. Everybody's going to be like, oh, it was so, we had an awesome time. But in, successful people know how to think in tandem, right?
That's it.
You're not just one. You're not focused on just one thing ever. Because you see where you are, but at the same time, there's where you're going to. And you're always seeing that. And not just that you're seeing it, you're always seeing how this situation can help me move and move to the next situation.
You see what I'm saying?
So successful people see things and they have view that a view is in tandem. They're never just in one moment. And I think that's the task for people to really understand, not to understand it, but to do it. Right. It's like I'm telling you now, it's Christmas time. We're going through the formalities. We got the tree up, you know.
One gift under
it. No gifts under the tree yet. But we know we got to go get gifts. And we got all of this stuff to do. We got family coming in.
Focus.
But at the end of the day, yeah, that's going to happen. But guess what? We're already in 2020 laying the groundwork for what's going to happen.
Right.
And how things are actually going to start out in 2020. So now we're on the bridge, Pam. Mm-hmm. All right. And the bridge is so great for you guys that haven't checked out that series yet, Master Your Mindset. It had three components to it, a fourth with Pam's component.
Right.
But if you haven't checked out that series, the middle, the bridge piece, mm-hmm. right, is the bridge is not a wide bridge. Okay. It's your bridge. And the bridge is for you to go through. And the bridge is that piece where you're not going to focus on what happened. Okay, because you're doing things the right way.
Right.
You got started the right way. You had your mastermind alliance. You got these people in play. You know that all of these people aren't going to finish with you. All right. And you're not mad at them. It's just the way it is.
Right.
They're going to do their thing. You're going to do theirs. But right now, you guys have the same focus. But your only purpose is to focus on what's happening in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we always talk. We talked about the breastplate of armor. We talked about, you know, a knight is really more concerned. A knight in the old days was really more concerned with what happens here, right? They were most guarded here, right? They weren't concerned about attacks from behind because they were moving forward,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. So you should be concerned about what's going to happen on forward coming at you, so you can focus on. Imagine if you could just focus on arrows coming to you from the front. Right. And you're only concerned about the front because every arrow that's coming to you from the side, they're all feathers.
Mm.
They don't affect you.
Mm-mm.
Only the ones in front of you. Right. So it's that
that's
focus.
Good.
And here's the most important thing. There's a reason why they put blinders on horses when they're pulling stuff, because horses, first of all, horses are prey animals. Right. And there's always things for us. There's always things that we feel are going to take us off of our game. But if you put the blinders on, just like the horse, they've got vision where they can see a certain part of behind them. So, but putting blinders on them helps them only focus on where they're going. Right. And there's nothing that can hurt them from the side. Just focus on where you're going. So if you put your blinders on,
put them blinders on
and not worry about. That's right. The distractions that are happening on the left and the right of you.
Happen.
It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter what house, what car, what money anybody else is making. You congratulate and you move forward because you have goals of your own.
Right.
Right. And that's how this thing works. So on the bridge, guys, is the hardest part for people because you're going to encounter things that are in front of you that you don't even know are there.
Mm.
It's the unknown aspect of what's on the bridge that stops people.
Mm.
Because the unknown, when you don't know something's coming, yeah. And so talk on the bridge a little bit, Pam, because, you know, because we're getting ready to get to the destination.
Right.
I'm going to pull up something for you guys and show you in a minute.
Well, you know, just like you said, that's very powerful. And that bridge is, if you're not careful, if you don't work on and you're not strong, and again, what we talked about, those four W's and that how you're going to get it done, then you won't be confident. You won't have what's necessary to move forward in order to be able to cross and get to the other side of that bridge. But when you work on you every day and you now begin to understand and you understand that it's all a part of your process, now what's going to happen is you're going to be strengthened to go through and to move forward and to take some steps every single day in order to now cross that bridge in order to get yourself there. So it's true. You got to have those blinders on. You cannot look to the left. You cannot look to the right. But yes, Tidra, it's a daily process. And so when you understand that, it's a daily growth. It's a daily work on you. None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived, but you got to make a decision to work on you every single day, because as you work on you every day, when you're on the bridge, you become stronger. You become more confident. You become the person that you need to be in that very moment, in that very position, to now get yourself from position to position. Right. But it, again, your mind, your attitude, everything, how you handle certain situations, the actions that you take every single day, the words that you speak, the things that you see, you know, the vision, right? Because vision is seeing way beyond our physical eyesight. And many times what happens is when you're on that bridge, if you don't have that vision in front of you and it's not very clear, you'll start to use your physical eyes. And you'll start to see the things that's around you that's happening. And you end up losing focus because it's going to take focus to get you across the bridge. But when you have that vision in front of you, you don't worry about whether your vision is 2100 because your eyesight is 2100 or 100 over 100 like mine probably is. I can't see without these contacts. You don't use these physical eyes, but instead you've got the vision, which is always clear. Clarity in the vision is now going to allow you to cross that bridge and to get yourself to the other side. So how do you do it? You got to strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work on you every day. It's not an option. It's not an option. And many times, even in what we do for a living, we sit back and we say, man, and I learned something. It's not about potential, okay? It's not about potential because many times we see that people have potential. Okay, it's not about potential. What are you going to do in order to make that potential for real? Okay, because everybody got potential. It's not about the potential to do something. We're looking for the ones that are doing. And we sit back and we it's unfortunate because many times, no matter what we say, the words that we speak, what allowed me to cross the bridge from being afraid, from being scared, from being shy, from being a woman who didn't understand my purpose, what is allowing me to continue to cross over the bridge because I have not arrived? What is it? I work on me every single day, every day. It's not an option. And it's mentally, it's physically, it's spiritually, it's emotionally. You got to work on you, but you can't just work on you and not implement, okay? You got to begin to do some things different in order to now get the things that you want to become that person, because it's not enough to read a book. If you're not applying the book, if you're not applying the knowledge, if you're not taking action, what is it worth?
And no, you're absolutely right. I think people get everything you say is 110. And I think people get a little caught up on the patience piece and you know, have patience. You know, guys, everything that Pam said is true. Mm-hmm. You just got to have the patience and the discipline enough to say, I'm going to do it. And you can't get distracted by things that are going on around you because I just believe that in every run for success, there are always dark periods. And that doesn't mean a period where you shut yourself out from the world. That means there's always a grind period, right? There's a grind period where you grind harder than you've ever grinded in your life.
Right.
And that's where the pressure, that's when it's dark. That's when the real diamonds are created, you know? And that's when you come out from the surface. And now, you know, if nobody else brushes you off, you brush yourself off, right? And you start shining. And you've created this light through this extreme pressure that you've put on yourself, right? And now you're shining. But understand that you're not going to shine bright like a diamond to everybody.
Right.
Okay. You're only going to shine bright like a diamond to the people that you're called to affect.
Right. That's
right.
True.
So I want to read something to you guys, and it's the premise and the vision of the grind. And when this show started now, almost 3 years ago, initially there were aspirations for this show to do certain things, but as time went on, we started to realize that this really wasn't, this is just a platform, right? And this is a platform for Pam and I to be able to come on and give back and to pour into you guys. We don't get paid a dime to do this, but it's a part of, it's one of our stepping stones.
Right.
And you have to find your stepping stones and step on them, whatever they are, right? But I want to read you guys the vision of the grind. All right. It says, there are many things in life that will appeal to you, and they all require a grind. So there's no escaping it. The inevitability of you having to actually put in work for what you really want in life is unavoidable. Some people have not yet discovered what they really want yet. And the grind is the bridge that helps you not only discover who you are, but also what you are capable of. The what you are comes from the discovery of the two. Your skill set is of no importance on the grind. What is important is your mindset. It governs everything you do in life. You just have to control it. Control the mindset and you control the outset. The journey begins there. So, guys, that's the vision and the premise of the grind. And Blog Talk Radio, we love you guys, man. We'll see you guys on
love
the
you.
Show
see you Thursday.
On Thursday. So that's the premise of everything that we do. And if you don't strongly believe in what you do, then guess what? Nobody else will.
Enough said. That's the truth. There you go. If you don't believe, you can't expect anybody else to believe.
So be patient and grind, everybody.
Absolutely.
Be patient and grind. Don't let anybody throw you
yes,
off your game. And if you do that, no matter what, guys, if you don't cast your pearls amongst swine, you'll have less moments where you feel as if nobody really wants to hear me. Right? You
That's
just
right.
get on that. You just get on whatever it is that God told you to do. And as you get on, man, everything else will kind of take care of itself.
You're
right?
Welcome.
And
yes.
that's the beautiful part of what we do, guys. So
thank
guys,
you
know, God bless you guys, man. It is the end of the year. It is the end of the year. So, you know, so we have to understand where we are mentally positioning and just move forward. You know, there's so much we can say on that. But, you know, guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, tell somebody about the grind, guys. And, you know, we do our very best to jump on here and not only inspire and motivate you guys, but give you some concrete things that you can actually build a better life with, you know. So, Pam, say goodbye.
Goodbye. That's all. I have nothing else to say. Yes. All right.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
Come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never going to beat you.
They came close to that.
I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Whole. You put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
Rise and grind. Get your butt up and make it happen. Stop being a professional victim, man. Rise and grind. Let's go.
Let's go. See y'all Thursday. Love you guys. Let's get it. Change your position. Position and position. Get across that bridge. See you later.